Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thank you for listening to the Sunday edition. I love this woman who's in the studio with me. Terry Grail, good morning. Thank you for spending your day here with us. I'm learning.
It's a huge blessing.
Oh my, I just love listening to you and seeing your beautiful eyes just sparkle when you talk about the good works of Enchanted Makeovers and Capes for Kids and a van that we're raising money to purchase. It's just remarkable. Before we get to the GoFundMe campaign and the money that's going to be raised by Mark and Taylor Chevrolet, let's talk about your mother just for a minute, because I just love the sewing solitude.
My mother is a warrior. She doesn't think she is, but she is.
Yes.
In 2011, like I shared before, that Enchanted Makeovers has evolved over the years.
Yes.
The women have taught me what they would love to me sharing my story and my family story. So in 2011, my mother shared how a sewing machine saved her life. My mother battles with depression. And as a kid growing up, I didn't know that.
Sure.
I just knew she was making us clothes because we needed them, and that's how we were going to survive. And so,
and not go to school cold and
exactly. So, I try to focus my best on the light, and the light is my mother sitting at the sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the breeze coming through the window. She always was playing Carly Simon, James Taylor, Carol King, and it's just that machine, the sound.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt everything was going to be okay.
Right.
And the day she told me how a sewing machine saved her life, I knew it was instant that we needed to have permanent sewing rooms and shelters.
Yes.
For the women to escape.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't just a room that was empty with just machines. It needed to have murals. Enchanted forest where there's a path that the women knew they could, there was a way out.
Right.
So as you went in, you're in this enchanted forest sewing, but that's all you're focused on.
Right.
And the beauty, that little piece, yes, you're learning a skill, but the most important is such therapy. It's your voice. As you make something, that's your voice.
That's right. That's right. And they are creating where maybe just a day before they felt hollow.
Yes. So
I love that. That is
not
so
everything
beautiful.
Has to be an outcome that, you know, I see other charities and I think all of us have to work together.
Yes.
We need food. We need clothing. We need a job. But for Enchanted Makeover, it's beyond the basic needs. It's all those little details that are
yes.
so healing. Because mom has always said that we have love tanks.
Love tanks.
Yes. And some are half full, some are, you know, are really almost empty.
Almost empty.
And that's what we're here for, is to fill the love tank.
So much I am taking away from this, and I thank you for it. We have about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, or however many minutes, and I want to talk about this wonderful partnership with Mark Montanti of Taylor Chevrolet, organizing a fundraiser for Enchanted Makeovers. And I know that Mark and the organization, they are huge supporters of the community, and they love the fact that Enchanted Makeovers helps to elevate the women and children. So tell me what they're going to be doing effective tomorrow, I believe. They're going to launch a fundraising campaign to help get a van for this organization.
I have to tell you, when I spoke to Mark, I never asked him for any donation. I just shared my heart on the phone with him. It was truly divine, because it was silence on the phone. And then he just said, we need to help you. And he just went on about, we need to get this on the radio. We need to raise awareness. We need to get this on television. I cried after I got off the phone.
Of course.
Because I was just like, wow, this journey, it's always been one angel on the path.
Yes.
That steps forward. And Mark he said yes. And so what we're doing is they have started a GoFundMe.
Okay.
And the link is going to be on their homepage.
Perfect. Yes, it says if you go to taylorchevrolet.com, then you can click on the GoFundMe link, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's $33,000 is what we're raising.
Okay.
This van is desperately needed. And picture you see a van, it's going to be filled with those handmade items from the village. It's going to be filled with the capes that will be delivered to children. And it's really delivering a message of hope.
Sure.
Of dignity. But it also will be a vehicle where I can continue to go share at churches and schools and groups about the mission and how people can get involved. So this is a messenger on wheels. That's what I see the van as.
That makes perfect sense. So remember, we want everybody to go to taylorchevy.com, and there will be a GoFundMe link on there. And we're hoping to do this just in the next few weeks to raise enough money, $33,000 plus.
Yes.
So that and Chafers can get a van. And big thank you to Mark Montanti and Taylor Chevrolet for recognizing the importance of your mission and being able to continue to do this. And you mentioned to me before we were on the air that you go to other cities and other states too. When you have a van from Taylor Chevrolet, that will help in the mission to expand as well,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. And I also see it as me stuck on the expressway. And, you know, I want to throw in that Riverview High School, they have already stepped forward, and all the students at the high school are raising the money to have the van wrapped.
No kidding.
I'm not kidding. When they heard about this, I said, we will have it at the back of the van. It says, Wrapped with Love by Riverview High School.
Oh.
So they have even stepped forward. This is where the village comes in. This is what it takes.
When we go into a room that has been made over, what are some of the touches? We know there's a quilt. If there's a child there, we hope they have their cape. What else will we see in these rooms?
Of course, we always love to include a mural.
Okay.
It's taking, I love to repurpose. I love to repurpose and love furniture back to life that someone discarded.
Oh.
So it is repainted. And it's usually the grandma's furniture.
That makes sense.
You know, that's really sturdy from the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
Because I'm a flea market fanatic at heart.
Oh, okay.
So, so you see a little bit of handmade, you see a little bit of new, and there's a little bit of vintage.
Okay.
It's all mixed together in that sacred space for the mother and her child.
It's just beautiful. And it's no longer filled with bunk beds brought over from the prison. And broken furniture and old worn out blankets and tattered sheets. It's beautiful.
The walls need to wrap around her and know that she's worthy. That's how I see it, is that when you go to bed, that it's like, I can dream. I can dream tonight and wake up with hope.
Thank you, Terry Grail, for instilling such hope in women and children who may not have felt any before. I want to remind everybody, please go to taylorchevy.com, click on that GoFundMe link, and help Terry Grail and the village continue their mission. Terry, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending your morning here with us. Once again, I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.